Are you there, David?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you very much indeed. Ian here at East Coast FM.
Hi, Ian.
Thank you, David. Great to talk to you guys. You're on the way back from a gig, first of all, are you?
Yes, we are.
Brilliant. Has it been a bit of a roller coaster since Britain's Got Talent for you? I take it, you know, I know things started back a couple of years ago when you did a TV advert for Sainsbury's, and it kind of kicked off from there. But has it kind of exploded for you now?
Yeah, it has actually. We weren't really expecting, obviously, the response from the British public that we got. You know, we did that little advert. It was actually last December, and then when we started, you know, doing some stuff on our own, we whizzed into Britain's Got Talent, and then since we've come out the other end, it's pretty much been non-stop. It's been so fantastic.
What you did, and I read a quote just prior to coming on to you from one of the national tabloids that said that you were five guys that should really have been sitting in front of the television in your cardigans and watching the television, not actually performing on it, which I thought was a brilliant quote. But I've got to say to you, I'm not a fan of Britain's Got Talent or X Factor for that matter, but I watched you guys and I was blown away with it, and I was more so blown away at the look in Simon Cowell's face when you came on, and then when you started to perform, and that when you came on, do you notice the kind of oh no look on Simon Cowell's face?
Yeah, when we actually came onto stage, I think because we're slightly older than some of the contestants, we were quite relaxed at that point because we weren't really expecting anything from it. We just wanted to prove that obviously doesn't matter how old you are, you can still get up and dance and do your thing. So we had no agenda for what was going to happen in the show. And obviously, when we started, I had my head down at the very, very beginning. So the man you need to speak to about the facial expression from Simon Cowell is Brett, who started the piece off. Because I remember just looking at the floor, and obviously I choreographed the piece. And I was just praying that there wasn't going to be a red buzzer, you know, in the first 15, 20 seconds when Brett did his little bit of tap. So we're just trying to throw people off scent for what we do, obviously.
Which was a brilliant...
And I just remember looking up, and as I looked up to do my first beat, I just remember the whole crowd, just a roar came from the crowd, and I was just, like, overwhelmed with, like, you know, excitement of what they were perceiving, what was happening in front of their eyes. It was phenomenal.
I think your timing of the intro was actually perfect, because five more seconds you would have got a red buzzer because of the look on their face. And I think, you know, your timing was absolutely perfect. And yes, I even started cheering, and as my wife thought I'd lost it, and I went, oh my God, this is brilliant. And I think so innovating and exciting, and actually to see the look on your face, you could see at the end of it, with everybody going yes, 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 you could see the looks on your face that you didn't really expect it.
No, we didn't.
No, it was incredible. I tip my hat to you guys. Well done. Patrick's not with you at the minute, and I just quickly wanted to talk about him because he's had a bit of a past as well, hasn't he? Do you get all the stories about touring with Michael Jackson and being in movies and that from him?
We don't know where some of those stories came from. Obviously, papers write things, bits and bobs.
Right.
Patrick will have to sort of tell you himself. I mean, he did used to sing, still does sing, and he was in The Drifters.
Oh, brilliant. I had a friend that did a stint in The Drifters too. His name was Woodrow Wilson.
I'm sure he'll know him.
Yeah, yeah. They turned personnel in The Drifters round for many years then. And they're still performing to this day, but the personnel turned and changed quite frequently.
But yeah.
Am I right in thinking, because I don't know where I got this from, so if I'm wrong, forgive me. Are you all school teachers?
School teachers?
Yeah.
So we're different teachers. Fred's a fitness teacher in London.
Right.
And he teaches, I can pass you over to Fred, he'll tell you what he's doing.
All right, okay, thanks, David.
No, thank you.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Fred, how are you, sir?
I'm very good, sir.
So you are, I'm sorry, you're a fitness teacher, instructor.
Yeah, I was a personal trainer and swimming teacher for 22 years. Always liked dance, loved music, you know, music has been something that in my family, you know, I've grown up listening to loads of different styles of music. And in my youth, when street dance came to the UK, me and my friends would go to the park and we'd, you know, try to spin on our backs and that sort of stuff. So that's my background, but no professional training. But, you know, always loved, you know, going to the clubs and having a dance, but just for leisure. But in terms of work, I was a personal trainer, swimming teacher for 22 years. And then I work with East London University, you know, teaching fitness to dancers, and, you know, how to train and eat correctly and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, 10 out of 10, you put me to shame, let you tell you. You guys, you're fit ass. Even, and I'm not quite sure who's who in the band, Fred. Who, and this is a guy I've got to give a lot of applause to, which was the bigger guy in the five of you.
That's Patrick.
Patrick, that's Patrick. That's, yeah. And when I say the Patrick bigger guy, yeah. Is that the sort of well-made guy?
That's a, you mean the really, really big guy, or
the good-looking one? But,
well,
I mean, what are we talking about? Are we talking about like a few extra pounds or big?
A form? Few extra pounds.
That's
and he had the grey cardigan on.
Yeah, that's Patrick. That's Patrick.
That's really, that's Patrick. Well, yeah. That guy, I'd like to shake his hand because he did think something on that show. Apart from doing it for the older generation, he did it for the overweight generation too. Oh, yeah. And I mean that, and I mean that in the nicest possible way.
Yeah, no, 100%. We, you know, the feedback we're getting from people from all different walks of life and from young people is that we've inspired them. And, you know, for us, we're doing what we love. We love movement. We love dance. We love music, you know. And, the songs that we chose, it's just music that we love, that we... You know, we have a lot of fun with it. We have a laugh with it, you know. So it's very surreal.
Well, that's why I asked if you wouldn't mind coming on this particular show. This show's called Dad Dancing. I don't normally do this show. I'm actually covering it for one of our other presenters, who is a deputy head teacher at a school, a secondary school, as it happened. That's why I was trying to make that connection.
Okay.
But is the daytime work, if you like, the real work, has that gone in place of...
No. Yeah. I mean, for me personally... we're on summer break now from May to September, so the timing's been really great for me. But no, we haven't. I don't think it's at that stage where we can give up day jobs and stuff like that. You know, we're just having fun with it and seeing where it goes.
I read somewhere that somebody was saying, I'm a great fan of yours. When are you coming to India? I think it was your Facebook.
Yeah, we had that. That was yesterday, I think. Hi, it's David again.
Hi, David.
Hi. The one thing we have noticed over the last 2 weeks is we're one of the acts in the program that hasn't been sort of chained to just the UK. We have had, I mean, I'm not overstating here, India, New Zealand, Australia, Germany, Asia, Brazil, Cyprus, Greece, Japan, Dubai. You know, and people emailing us and saying you have inspired a nation to get up and dance and get up and enjoy themselves and not worry, you know, because we're all very passionate that society puts too much onus on, you know, either age or weight for what you can and can't do.
Yeah, you've thrown that mould away.
Yeah,
you have. Are you looking for a manager? I wouldn't mind coming and helping you with all that lot.
Thank you so much.
No, seriously, you broke the mould, and you did something for me that is going to be talked about for years and years and years, because you took what could almost be a taboo subject and turned it on its head.
Wow. Yeah, well, that's something that, funny enough, it wasn't primary intentional. That happened organically over the process of us getting together, you know, which was even nicer. It wasn't something that was manufactured. To be something. It's just happened. The people have said, you know, you've inspired us, and we're like, wow, we're really inspired, which has inspired us to do more. You know, we just come back from a gig in Coventry, we got all the dads up, but it wasn't just dads, you know.
No.
We got the dads up first in the town centre there, we got the kids up with them, we got the mums up, Hull, and we got the mums up, and they were all up doing a little dads dance that we put together, you know, and the Lord Mayor and all that. We really enjoy seeing people dance.
Well, I've had loads of comments from dads, if you like. The minute I put this up that we were doing this, I've had loads of comments coming in saying, you guys have got a lot to answer for, because they can't go to family outings and weddings now without the youngsters, without the younger generation saying, come on, get on the dance floor.
We'd love to come up there and dance with them.
Well, I'd love you to come up here. The next time you come to Scotland, for goodness sake, try and let us know at East Coast FM, because we're good at putting gigs on and things like that ourselves. We've got
Of course.
And, you know, I'd love to have you guys up here. I mean, you, apart from anything else, and what came over was that you are loving what you do, but you're also a load of fun.
Yeah, Yeah, that is us.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all in the bus now. We've been on the road for hours, and we've been messing about, you know, taking jokes and just having, you know, getting the service station, having fun. So, you know, oh, hold on, I think Brett wants to speak to you. I'm going to pass you over to Brett.
Yeah, I'd love to, and I'll get Phil after that.
Okay.
Hi, this is Brett. Thank you very much.
Hi, Brett. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Fine, yeah. I'm the guy who did the little tap dance at the beginning of the audition piece.
You were the one everybody was going, oh, no.
I know. That was the thing. It was,
wasn't it? It was so well done. It's like I said, David at the beginning said you were the one who would see the look on Cal's face.
Yes, that's right, yeah. It was a moment you just had to kind of... I knew what was coming up, so I just kind of thought that I kind of needed to be brave enough to kind of keep going because there was going to be a surprise. I love tap dancing. But I knew that was going to be a kind of thing that would be a little bit anticlimactic. So it was just kind of going with that, seeing the faces, but also knowing it was going to be a delight when we really started busting out. And that was fantastic to see, and hearing the reaction of the crowd and the judges was giving us energy as well.
Well, exactly, because they were on their feet at the end. And I've got a picture, actually, with you, with them giving you the four yeses, and you've got your head buried in your hands.
Yeah. I couldn't believe what was going on. And this is, you know, what David was saying as well. The kind of responses, all of this was happening so organically that we almost didn't understand the nature of the responses. And as we've gone, you know, around the country doing our some gigs since then, we have found a kind of real genuineness and a sincerity from people that is not manufactured or artificial. And it's exciting, but it's also been very moving.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, what something like that got... Well, you were looking for... Obviously, you're not in the talent for... The Britain's Got Talent for no reason at all. You were in there to actually try and win it. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
You know, you're in there. You're serious about what you do. You're fun about what you do. You blew this nation. And as we've heard from David and Fred, other nations apart with what you're doing. And it's spreading and still spreading. I think you've got one heck of a mantle to carry forward with you.
Well, that's very kind of you. We're hoping we're going to carry that burden with a good deal of fun as well.
I wonder, I don't know if you're allowed to, and I don't want to be controversial in any way, shape or form, because this is all fun. Are you allowed to comment on the fact that a four-legged thing actually won Britain's Got Talent, which I'm appalled at, to be frank. That's my personal opinion, but are you allowed opinion on that?
I'm sure we're allowed an opinion on that, but it's also, you've got to think that it's the British public who have been voting for this. So we kind of have to respect the British public who may be voting at one point in time for one act, but doesn't necessarily mean they didn't like us and some of the other acts. We know how Britain loves their animal acts and their animals. So that just has its place within society. But what we've been astounded by is they also seem to like a bit of grooving on the side.
I think I've got to be honest with you. I'm dumbfounded by the fact that they didn't actually think that was better than a four-legged... Listen, I've got two dogs. I'm a dog lover. I've got two special dogs. But I wouldn't, at any stage or any imagination anywhere, put a four-legged dog before talent, not just like yourselves, but there was some serious other talent on there. Yeah, there was a load of things on it they do just for TV programming, a lot of taking up waste of space. There's some great talent on the street. But serious talent there to be overshadowed by a dog is... I just want to choke somebody for that, if you know what I mean.
Well, that's very kind of you in many ways. Of course, we're also thinking, well, the trainer... was very talented and skilled in getting the dog to do that. So we've met the trainer, and she's lovely.
I dare say I'm not knocking her. Yeah.
No, we're just so chuffed at coming in fourth that We're just delighted by the whole process.
Mm. I think, if you don't mind me saying so, Brett, I think that when it gets to the stage where you can no longer do this, you should take up politics.
Thank you. He's really good at that. If you've asked me that, Christian, you've got a completely different answer. But if you've asked the right man, I'm nodding in the background.
I don't know what you're stuck with, if you like, or governed with, or what you've signed the Official Secrets Act or anything like that. Because I know Simon Cowell, and I've known him for many, many, many years, because I had my own record company once upon a time. So I know Simon Cowell. He has things signed on the dotted line before you even open your mouth, as it goes. But
correct.
That's why I was trying to be careful about what I was saying about it, because I know, and I don't want to get you guys into any trouble, because I'm quite sure they will have a Britain's Got Talent tour going about the place as well, and that is all bread and butter, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, we you know what, something that Fred said to me when we just before we came, before I passed you over to Phil, something that we took out of it was, we are now the number one dance act in the UK. No dancers beat us.
I'm not shocked.
So for five guys, 40 to 60, to beat, you know, all those acts and all those youngsters, that's something to take out of it on its own.
Yeah.
And something that started happening backstage when people were murmuring to us, crew and people that worked for BGT, and that we sort of became the people's champion. It was a real weird thing, because we had granddads, dads, mums, you know, kids emailing saying, like, you know, 5-year-old son gets up in front of the telly and dancing with you guys, as well as, hi, my granddad, here's my granddad getting up, you know, dancing. You know, if you watch Gogglebox, that when they show a piece, you know, they just all loved it. I'm going to pass you over to Phil now so he can have a little chat with you.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Brett. Nice to talk to you, sir.
It was just David.
Oh, sorry, David. Sorry.
That's all right, mate. That's
the beauty of radio. We can't see what's going on.
Okay. I'm going to pass you over to Phil. He's the one who done the game man style at the end of the final.
Oh, brilliant. Hi, Phil.
Hi. I'm actually IT manager of the group, and I'm sort of completely different. Not teaching, but more of making sure that everything goes right. So not really the dancer type, but I was very lucky to join in this group and have fun. And since we've got through the final, like David was saying, we've got such tremendous feedback from the people. Everywhere we've been, it's always been smiles, and we get recognised, and it's amazing. Like, stop at service stations, and people come up and say, can we have a photograph with you? So it still hasn't sunk in yet. It's still unbelievable.
No, you're on the journey. You've just started the journey, Phil. This journey for you is going to go on for many years, and hopefully, fingers crossed, that as we all do get older, and I know, health and all the rest of it starts to take a wee knock here and there the older we get. So the longer this ride goes on for you guys, the better, because what you said there and what the other lads have said is, yes, you have made a big impact on the nation for what you do, because I'm along with a lot of other people. If you take a TV advert, for example, why are they not normal sized people on dresses and things like that?
Yep.
I don't want to get into that issue, but for me, you came out and smashed. You didn't just break it, you smashed the mold. And I think a lot of people, older people, different sized people are going to benefit in the long run from all sorts of things on TV because of what you guys have done.
Well, I think the other thing also I've got to think is that I'm now at 60, the oldest one in the group, and I'm like kind of changing my career at 60. How many people do that?
I know it is. You're 5 years away from putting your feet up, if you know.
No, he doesn't put his feet up. He said he doesn't put his feet up now, I'm telling you. But he did put his feet up higher sometimes.
No. Yeah. Well, yeah. I'll let you know, as a little tribute, we started this show tonight with James Brown, Get Up and Be Like a Sex Machine. That was dedicated to you guys. Oh, listen, it's been a wonderful chat. I hope that you get north and we can get you in the studios even have a good...
We'll come up. We'll speak to Tilly and we'll get it sorted.
Yeah, I've not noticed an internet site for you yet. You're the IT guy there, Phil. Where is where's the website?
It's just being built at the moment. It's just being built at the moment. We've got our Facebook and our Twitter. We're just starting the internet
thing now.
I mean, we weren't expecting any of this to happen. It suddenly crept up on us.
Yeah, he's just come up and finished it. Yeah, exactly.
When we went to do the final, we never thought we'd get through to the final. And poor David had one day to put a routine together. And poor me had one day to learn all of it.
You don't know what it's been like to choreograph a brand new routine with 60-year-olds, you know, going into the final of the biggest talent show, you know, in England, with one day to go, five songs, five guys of our ages and sizes, and to try and get it right. And then obviously at the last minute, I don't know if you know this, but all the people, did you see the final piece?
I didn't, and I'm sorry, I didn't.
Okay, no problem.
I didn't actually see it, no.
We had a wedding scene. So what we did was we called all our friends and said, would you like to come on stage on the final of Britain's Got Talent? And they thought we were joking. They were like, yeah, right. We said, no, come along. We're going to do a flash mob, the gangman style. Mm. And also, like, my dad was there, who's, like, 66. And my fiance, who I'm going to marry in 4 weeks, she danced with me in a little section of the final piece. So it was a real family affair. You know, a lot of people don't know what happened in, like, for the final. They thought they were all, like, extras. But they were actually our friends and family.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Phil, you don't have time to get married just now.
Oh, no, that was David talking again.
Sorry, David. David, you know, who's getting married? David?
Yeah, me, yeah.
Well, congratulations, sir, but you don't have time for that. What's the matter with you?
Careful. She's sitting next to me, so be very careful. I'll get nudged.
Yeah, yeah. It's you're not far away from, no, you're not going out to play tonight.
don't tell me that. I've got 4 weeks. But you know what? The thing is, it just shows what you can do when you combine, right? Five guys that obviously get on well, dancing and fun. You know, as you start to get older or you're big, you know, some people dance, some people like, you know, have a laugh and enjoy themselves. But if you can combine both, because we combine the dancing with entertainment and enjoyment. So people are sort of limbering up, you know, doing some exercise as well as laughing at the same time. There's no better organic remedy to keep you, you know, healthy and mentally strong and stable than dancing and laughing.
Absolutely. Well said, you. Absolutely spot on. Can I just quickly ask you, you guys all live close by in close proximity to one another, or...?
Four of us live nearish London, like 30 miles-ish.
Mm.
And Fred, who was living in London, just decided just before we got together that he was going to move to Oxfordshire.
How inconsiderate.
Yeah, that's why I said. So now he has to do a 116-mile journey down for a four-hour rehearsal, turn around and go back up.
Which is the tedious part of what you actually do, all the travelling, eventually kind of gets to you, and you've got to take a deep breath, if you know what I mean.
The funny thing is, when we travel, you know, we've been on the road for like 10 hours the last couple of days, we sit in the car, this is real, we have debates, we had a big debate last night, we have, you know, chats, we joke, we laugh, I mean, really laugh, we take the mick out of one another, and it's just like being back at school again. You know, I'm 40 years old, and it's being with, like, four school buddies. We really do genuinely mess about, and it's a really nice feeling. It makes you feel young, and it makes you feel like you can go on and on.
Well, that's a wonderful way to put it, to be quite frank with you. That is, I mean, there you go. That is it, and I think that is what everybody got, if you know what I mean. Everybody kind of got that of all ages, and are still getting it because they've went, look at that, I couldn't believe my eyes to start with, I've got to be honest, what? And then, you know, you're on your feet, even in the house looking at the TV, you're on your feet going, my God, look what they've just done. And it's like, wow, where is it going to end? Have you had any kind of highs apart from that since then? Has there been any big highs for you? Because there's going to be a lot more.
Highs as in performances?
Yeah, you've been out and about, you've been doing gigs, you're on the way back from one just now. Is there any...
Last night we performed for British Airways. We're quite big into charity because of, you know, all five of us.
Mm.
You know, we were doing something for Comic Relief and British Airways charity last night,
right,
which with Shane Ritchie, he was hosting it, and we were sort of doing the... And we got all the pilots and the air hostesses up to learn a dance and dance with us. And, you know, we always, you know, sometimes Phil turns to me and says, I can't believe, you know, we've just done that and everybody got up with us and danced with us. We like to include people in what we're doing. We don't want to separate ourselves from people. We want to include people in what we do. You know, we enjoy that, don't we? Getting them up,
even today when we were at the Hull Carnival, we thought a lot of people wouldn't turn up because of the rain, but they turned up, and not only that, when we said, we want to teach you a little dance, come up and join us, they were sort of hesitant, but as you approached them, they knew they wanted to come and join in.
The whole
everybody, it was full. Our area was full. Once people, I think people feel at ease, well, like, by looking at us, thinking, well, hold on a second, if these guys are doing it, I should be all right. So, you know, if it was, as you say, if it was five stereotypical dancers in their 20s, you know, you're going to be hesitant as a dad or a mum or a grandma or granddad. But they all just got up. They were like, yeah, come, we want to join in with you.
Thank you, kids.
It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. Well, I'm going to let you guys get back on the road.
Thank you.
First of all, let me thank Tilly for organising this for me, if she's listening. Thank you, Tilly.
Yeah.
Thank you very much indeed. And you guys for coming on. Please, please, when you get the chance, pass on my good wishes to Patrick, because he gets that wee special tick from me, because I'm an overweight individual. And I'm just one of these big guys who's never, ever going to slim down, no matter what I do. And he, for me, made me take my life and look in a different perspective at things. I've got to be honest. I can do
it.
Ian, don't dance, but I might have a go.
That's it.
Yeah. Lads, thank you so, so much. Let me wish you all the very best in the future. And listen, keep what you're doing. Keep what you've said to us here. What you've said here is awesome. You're out there doing charity stuff as well, which is another gold star for you. You guys are absolutely awesome. Well done to you.
Thanks. Thanks very much.
Thanks. Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye.